Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in Portmarnock in North County Dublin, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio here is well worth a visit. A fantastic menu, a great atmosphere in the bar if you're just popping in for a pint. And on a day when the sun is shining, there is nowhere nicer than to sit outside in on the decking or in the car park with benches all over the place if it's a nice day. Pop by the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? An operation took place in Dublin this morning to remove more than 100 tents pitched along the Grand Canal and to relocate asylum seekers to other accommodation. From 5:30 a.m. this morning, teams from a number of different agencies gathered on the Grand Canal, with the operation beginning between 6:30 and 7 a.m. and videos have been shared all over social media. Now, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said that 168 people were moved from the Grand Canal area and offered alternative accommodation. They were taken to Crooksling and the former Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum. And what has happened in the last few days along the canal has thrown up a load of questions that people have that we want to address on the show today. How can we stop this happening again? And more tents taking over that part of Dublin. Do you think it was inhumane to move them away from there first thing this morning? What's your answer to stop this happening again? Do you believe that they were moved on quicker from here because it's a well-to-do area? Had this happened in Coolock, they could be there for months. Does this incident prove what people have been saying for the last few years? Ireland is full. I would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Mr. Dixon.
I'll give you my opinion in a few moments. I just want to hear what the majority is saying first. I will say, I walked by it last night. I was going to a show in the Borgosh Theatre, so I walked down the canal with my missus. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen photographs, obviously, online of it. But when you walk by it, it was like being in a different country. It was sad. It was shocking. I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
What was sad about it?
Just sad that people are resorting to it. When I walked by, there was two lads literally sharing themselves in the canal. That's not nice. The conditions look pretty unsanitary as well. It was just sad to see. I have other opinions on it, and I'm going to bring them to you in a moment. I'll explain why in a second. I just want to hear what the take is on it first. Okay?
Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion to that number. 085-825-2626.
And just to show you, we're going to put all comments on the show today. It's called Opinions Matter. I mean, there's Anthony, our friend Anthony, far right, who says it was inhumane to move them on. Ireland isn't full. Only xenophobes and bigots think that way. Now, Anthony is welcome to come on to the show, but I know that people will, they won't agree with him, sure they won't.
Well, that's exactly what we want to find out. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me kick off with you, Joe. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Joe.
Hello, how are you keeping there? I'm a taxi driver here in Dublin for the last long time now, and the last couple of weeks since these camps start coming up, all you get off tours is they think Ireland is disgraceful for letting people be on the streets. And you try and explain to them, these people that are in the tents are being looked after well. They're being brought to places and they keep coming back and there's so many coming in. Now, this morning, it took me an hour and a half to get somebody to a hotel from Swords, which usually take about half an hour. So that's one issue, yeah? Mm-hmm. So people are being delayed getting in from the airport and Swords to the hotels because of this. And then on the second journey, then I come over Eastlink and they were saying about the traffic because you have to use the tunnel. I said, yeah, it's all finished right now. And next while we drive over Eastlink and there's another 20 tents down on the Eastlink bridge. So I had to explain that to them there. Right? So it's messing up everybody.
Now, when you say you're getting delayed coming in from Swords, delayed by what?
traffic because the whole place was closed this morning. You couldn't get down Mount Street. I had to drop over Messville Hotel. How was I meant to get there? The guards had the whole roads closed off.
Okay, so you're basically arguing everybody is being affected by this.
Everybody's being affected.
It's not painting a good image of Ireland to tourists, even though you've tried to explain.
The last year, all I've had is tourists looking after them when they come over because you see them in tents. I said, they are being looked after, but they think or not because they're all out on the street. So it's getting us a bad frame with the tourists for them. And I can tell you on that East Link today, we had 20 homeless Irish people or European people not being racist.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm good now, yourself.
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
No, look, this is getting out of hand. Look, if you two boys are serious, you know the government haven't got a hand on this. They have no plan for this. This is only going to get worse. As you're moving them off the canals this morning, there's more of them rocking up outside the I-Pass Centre off buses. You know, how long can this continue?
So what do you want to see being done? Obviously, people are camping out along the canal or outside the offices because they've nowhere else to go. We've been told that at this moment there are 1,400 international protection applicants looking for somewhere to, and there's nowhere for them.
We are being told by who?
By the state.
Do you trust this state to tell you the truth about anything? Because I certainly do not at this stage.
Well, okay, they're telling
all
us.
All confidence has been lost. Okay. I don't know what they're telling us.
They're telling us that there's
no. Whenever they open their mouth, and this is the telltale, so let me be very clear, and then you know there's a lie on the way. They're lying through their teeth. They have no handle on this. They have sold this country out. It's as simple as that.
Okay, what do you want to see? What do you want to see being done to stop encampments like this building up again?
I want to see an immigration system that works properly. I am all for people coming to this country to better themselves. But you do not tell me that all these men, single-age, unvetted men, coming into this country are here to benefit this country, because I don't believe that for a second.
And what do you think they are here for?
Call me all you want, because they were offered the war by Mr. Roderick O'Gorman. That's why. And now they're sending back videos to all these countries.
So do you think people in Uganda or wherever were looking at Twitter and know who Roderick O'Gorman is and saw
that? You've seen the videos of all these. Come on now, you're not an idiot. Well, maybe a blade now.
No, not at all. Very intelligent.
You've seen the videos of all these Africans. Yes, of course, yeah. Self praise is no praise at all, buddy. Listen, you've seen the videos of all these foreign migrants coming to this country. Send them back videos to their countries telling them how to get into this country. It's easy. They're coming in from England. They would have been shipped down, trafficked in through the north. We've seen the videos. It has to stop.
How do we stop it?
You enforce the immigration system that's there and send the ones home that shouldn't be here. It's very simple.
Okay.
The rules and the law are there.
We're being told that the whole process is being sped up. Do you want the border shut?
I want a proper immigration system.
Okay, and if 80% are coming in...
If 80% are coming in through... the border of Ireland, yes.
You want the border closed?
Yes. Yes. Till the message goes out that you're not welcome, you have to get vetted, and you have to be here to better yourself. We want to see your bank statements, we want to know who you are, where you're coming from, and why you were coming here. And if you are not telling the truth, you're turned around straight away and sent back. This is not about racism.
But hang on, do you expect someone who is, every case is individual, but do you expect someone who is fleeing, say, Syria, and decides to...
Syria and I'm fleeing a war, do I leave my wife and kids behind me and fuck off? No, I don't. I stay in my country and I fight for what I believe in.
I wouldn't fight if Ireland went to war. I have no interest in fighting.
Well, I would. You're a cowardly bastard,
the majority.
It's like you said the last time when we were going about the HB laws, and one of you two said, oh, well, if that happens here, we just move to the north. Don't stand and fight for what's yours. Just run away.
No, my point is, you're saying if someone can produce bank certificates, now someone fleeing a war, the last thing they're going to do is go to their bank and print out a statement. So I think that's ridiculous that you're expecting someone to arrive in the country with bank statements.
When you're fleeing a war, it takes nothing to grab your essential paperwork.
Yeah, have you ever fled a war? Have you ever fled a war?
Of course. No, I haven't fled a war.
But then you don't know what it's like. Well, then you don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like either.
Okay, the one thing in this whole debate that I agree with a lot of people on is this whole thing of people coming into this country without any documentation, without any passport. The passports found ripped up and flushed down toilets on airplanes and all sorts of things.
things.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. The Muttonhead sitting next to you was saying it was a far right. It was false statements. False. It was all far right myths and conspiracy theories.
About what?
But about when we were saying months ago about them ripping up the passport. No, they aren't doing that. Why would they do things like that?
Sorry, who said they weren't ripping them up?
You did.
No.
It certainly wasn't me.
You did.
Five. Yeah. Okay.
It was you. Because you're one of them. You forget what you said yesterday.
But no.
The lady that's on the show with you says you just change your opinion to suit whatever comes to your mind on the day that's in it.
Well, I never said that. So that's
okay. Let me go back to the point, Jonathan. We saw an encampment being moved from the banks of the Grand Canal earlier on today. We hope no more encampments will build up. Although
they will, because they've moved down the canal already.
So I believe. But what exactly do you want to see being done by the government today?
Again, I want them to enforce the laws that are already in place. It's not rocket science. The rules are there. The laws are there. They voted into this EU migration pact last week against the will of this people. Again, against the will of this people. Won't release the Attorney General's report on it. No, you can't see that. You're not intelligent enough to understand that. Well, being sold out by the state. So don't tell me they said this and they said that. I don't care what these people say anymore. I have no faith in any of them across the board.
So nothing that the government will do is going to be enough for you?
The only thing the government are doing is adding to this crisis. That's all they are doing. And they can dress it up with any language that they want to. But that's all, when it boils down to it, facts. That's all they are doing, is encouraging these people to come and destroying this country and the
process. Okay, do you have any sympathy for the people who found themselves in tents along the canal over the last few days?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No, because I don't know why they're here. They're coming in from England. They're coming from England through the north. England's not a dangerous country.
No, I'm aware of that.
They're planting them here from safe countries. So why are they here? They're here to take Bennett to get this piece of promise to them by Roderick O'Gorman and this state. That's why they're here.
Stay there for
because
one second.
I have to do that thing called walk. I have to go back to it
now. Go on. Good luck.
Right, cheers. Bye.
So I'm straying, they all follow Roderick O'Gorman on Twitter. Is that what...
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
No, but is that the case?
That's apparently the case,
People living in the Horn of Africa, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Horn of Africa all know who Roderick O'Gorman is and follow him on Twitter. And they saw this tweet that he put up, 2 years ago and went, Roderick's the man. We're heading over to Ireland.
Let me bring in more of your opinions. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. This is Keith.
Ireland is overflowing. I don't give a fuck what that fucking idiot Anthony is saying. All he's good for is, you're far right. Tell him to go down and spend a week on the fucking canal with them. Them people aren't wanted here, right? I'm going to say they're fucking straight. They're not wanted. Now, they're going to flood them all around the country where there is people that's been living in fucking peace, no hassle for years, and along come these fuckers. And look at the shitholes they came from. So Anthony calling everybody far right, what's he going to be like in 20 years' time when these people are fucking running amok around the area? When they're taking control and big fuckers, they're tribes, they're not gangs, they're fucking tribes, they're all tribal. So they're not fucking wanted here. Instead of moving the fucking tents and letting them go somewhere else, move the tents, bring them all to the airport or the boat port and kick them the fuck out. There's plenty of people who would happily take a job in the fucking deportation fucking department. I, for one, would fucking love him.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
Hi, Adrian. How's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
I just didn't agree there what Jeremy said. It's very sad for them. What about our own? Like, our own are in tents. Like, are they trying to tidy up the town? Oh, make the town look tidy in Dublin because all the tents and all are there. At the end of the day, as the two lads have said, they're not wanted here. They are not wanted here. Like, I have a 21-year-old daughter that I won't even let walk home from work at night. I give her a taxi or she gets a lift. I'm so afraid now that to actually let her walk home. Like, my daughter never had to fear that. And now I won't let her walk home at night from work when she's on the late.
Why?
Because I'm afraid at the end of the day, Adrian, if my husband wants to work with football and all, he had to get guard of it. What about these? These are coming in with nothing behind them. No guard of it. We don't know nothing about them. We don't know where they're from. You know what I mean? And like, look at Newtown. They destroyed Newtown. Newtown is such a quiet place. They've destroyed that they have. But fair play to the people going out and standing around. Fair play to them. And then you have to like them get moved from the canal. You have to get moved from Mount Street and all last week. they're still being put into accommodation. But what about our own? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to understand why we're so angry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to understand that we have to fight for our own country. Like, you know, we can't let these people come in on vetted, know nothing about them and what have you. You can't have that. Like,
but
I mean,
what do you want to know about them? Just a matter of interest. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I just want to know. But do you want to be handed a list, like Schindler's List? Do you want to be handed a list with all names?
No.
You personally?
No.
With a list of all names? I'm just curious.
I'd like to know, have to be in prison? Have to be in...
Well, hang on. How many people... What part of Dublin are you from?
I'm not from Dublin. I'm actually from Wicklow.
Okay. Wicklow Town, is it?
No, Bray.
Okay, Bray. Well, Bray is pretty much a city now. It's a huge big place. How many people where you live do you know have done time in prison?
What do you mean?
No, do you have do you have access to those figures? But you just said a minute ago you want to know who has done time in prison, and I'm asking you in the estate you live in.
No, I didn't say that. We don't know if they've done anything like that.
No, you said I want to know. I asked you what you want to know about them, and you said I'll play it back.
What's their background?
No, but you said I'd like to know who's done time in prison. And I'm asking you, if you're that worried about who's done time in prison, how many people in your area have done time in prison? That's a fair question to ask. No, that's a fair question.
Okay, I'm not saying it's not. But I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, when you think about it, these men have come in, they're shrouded, and they're getting put in overnight. They're not getting put in during the day. Some of them are in during the day. And then when they're questioned and all, they act all chic and all like that, oh, we don't understand now. They know more English than anyone. They know what they're coming into. They know what they're coming in. They know we're an Irish-speaking country.
We're an English-speaking country
at the end of the day. But I'd love to know, what I want to know is, why are they coming in their trove? Half of them are probably not even from the war-torn part of the country that was torn by war. I bet you half of them are not even from there. I'd say half of them are all jumping on the bandwagon and claiming they're from there. They're all along the canal. They're all on Mount Street, and then they move them off. They move them because they're making the town look untidy.
Our own
are sleeping in shop front along Henry Street and all like that. Is that making that shop look untidy?
No, but I was mentioning off air 4 years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but 4 years ago, Susan, the bulldozers came along the canal and moved a load of Irish homeless people along. And you remember one of them was injured really, really badly. Do you remember the outrage?
Yeah.
Rightfully so, the outrage. How dare they treat those people like animals, bulldozing their tents away? How come the same reaction this morning?
But
at the end of the day, human is a human. A human being is a human being. When I see anybody's tent being bulldozed, I don't think of the colour of their skin or the language they speak or their ethnicity. I just think that's a human whose tent is being bulldozed. And what I'm asking, and I'd love a straight answer, and by the way, this is not me being a lefty bollocks, because I'm not left, but I'd love an answer to that from our lovely listeners, and maybe yourself, Susan, that how come 4 years ago when they bulldozed the tents along the canal and moved homeless people off, there was absolute outrage. Leo the wanker used to hear, how dare he move along those homeless people? The people in the tents along the canal yesterday were homeless as well. Just so happens they're, you know, seeking international protection. They're still homeless people. How come people were cheering when they were moved, but were up in arms when the Irish homeless were moved?
Yeah, because that's our own. That's our own being shifted, not them. It's our own.
So an Irish life is worth more than a non-Irish life, is that? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that says it all.
Because at the end of the day, we know nothing about them. They're coming in their troves.
But you didn't know any of the Irish homeless people that were living on the canal. They were there in their troves as well. You didn't know any of them.
That's our own. And I feel sorry for them. I do feel sorry for them. That shouldn't have happened. But the life that's going along there now, I don't feel sorry for. Because at the end, our own are still on the streets. Our own are dying nearly every day on the street, and yet you have these coming in looking for protection and looking for this, looking for that, looking for the other, and they're getting put up in accommodation. Like, at the end of the day, Simon Harris is now Taoiseach. What's he going to do? Three F all. They're calling looking for votes and like, oh, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you. They do nothing at the
and
end
what,
of the day.
What
they,
exactly have you said, Susan, to your daughter's what, 21, is she?
Yeah.
And what have you said to her to make her concerned about, you know, the unvetted man being nearby.
I've just told her, like, you know what I mean? She walked, the road that she walks from work is a bit lonely, can be lonely at night. And I said to her, all that's going on, and she knows what's going on down in Newtown. She knows what's going on. I've told her that what's going on in Newtown. I've explained to both my girls what's going on in Newtown. I've told them what's happening. But I just told my daughter, you're not walking home. It's too dark. Okay, maybe in the summer nights when you'll have more people out on the road, but not at the moment. Until the bright nights come in, you're not walking up the road. If you have to get a lift by a work pal, the boyfriend, or I'll get you a taxi. I said, for the night you're walking late, you will certainly not be walking up that road. You will not be walking up that road. I do not care. And she said, Mammy, she doesn't actually even like, well, she didn't, even before all these start coming in, she didn't like walking up the road. But then after that, what went down in Newtown, I said, no way, that was the end. That was the end for me. I said, no, thank you. I said, like, I'd be worrying about her, she all right coming home and whatever. No, it's just, like, you shouldn't have to live like that, Jeremy. You really shouldn't. You know what I mean? I live in Bay St. Fair. Like, you don't know.
You take that two-year-old
last week outside his own garden, and he says, I want to keep your baby. Does that not make the government wake up?
I think if the government, I agree with you. I think if the government, and I want to address an issue there from a fellow called John in a second. I think the government do need to wake up, because the more the government sits back on this and doesn't listen to the people, the more the far right are going to rise in Ireland.
It's making us more angry.
Okay, stay there for a second, Susan, because John messaged Adrian, and I'll let you deal with this because I'll just get annoyed with this. when you hear this. So, John messaged, he said, opinions matter. But Jeremy
gets to veto the calls he doesn't want. You were caught on camera there, Jeremy.
Love this.
What were you caught on camera doing?
Oh, God only knows. First of all, John, I don't control the calls that come in.
Does John want to come on?
Oh, I'll get them to me. You message John and see if he wants to come on. But secondly, John, veto the calls that you want. So the first four calls that have been on this topic today have all disagreed with me. You absolute lemon of a man.
But do you want to come on?
No, we land. Will you message him and see if he wants to come on? Veto the callers. So even though every caller has disagreed with me, you want me to veto the callers. But I said, John, if you had your ears open at the start of this topic, we'll take opinions on everything.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. You must have been asleep for the first 20 minutes.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
Sorry, let me stop you there, but only if you agree with me. Don't fucking ring in if you... No, I'm serious. I'm vetoing the show, okay?
Mike, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mike?
Good, and yourself, guys?
Not a bother, thanks, Mike. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to ask Jeremy a question. Jeremy, how much is enough? When do you reckon it's enough that we've taken in enough, and when do you reckon we're full?
That's a very open question, because full, what does full mean? I mean, during the famine, we had five times the population we have now, so I don't know.
And we had slums, and we had deaths, Jeremy. And we didn't have housing for all. We didn't have the way we live now at the minute and that. So do you want to go back to that way where we have tenements and all that? Is that what you're saying?
No, didn't say that at all. I'm just...
What you're saying, nothing.
I'm just saying...
When do you reckon we're at capacity here?
Okay, don't ask.
We have a generation that can't.
Don't ask a question.
We have a generation that can't, boy.
Don't ask a question and then don't wait for the answer. Okay, you're talking about...
I thought I got a fluffed answer. Sorry.
Okay, so you just said there we have a generation who maybe I cut across it too early, that can't buy property. Is that what you said?
That can't find anywhere to rent or can't buy. Yeah.
Okay. That problem has been around long before this influx. So, by the way, I do think we need to start looking at minimising the numbers, because yes, we can't have something happen that happened.
I don't think we should have done that 2 years ago, and then we wouldn't have them on the canal.
But Mark, it's a weak argument to say, well, my son is 25 and he can't buy a house because, and that's the forest. Stop blaming the refugees and asylum seekers on all our woes. Let me finish, because you asked me a question. The reason your 25 year old can't get on the property ladder is not because of asylum seekers, it's because people are paying way over the odds for houses. They're buying two bedroom apartments for 450 grand that are only worth 120 grand. That is the reason.
We haven't built enough houses either.
So,
where do you asylum seekers live when they do get here?
Sorry, I'm not an open borders man.
Are they bringing houses with them?
You've got the wrong man here, because I'm not an open borders man. I haven't been advocating for open borders at
all.
No, so.
I haven't mentioned it. I just asked you a question there. Where are they living when they come in?
Well, they're living in places like
City... They're not taking up any of the housing stock, are they not?
They're living in places like City West and hotels the length and breadth of the country. That's where they're living.
And then when they come out of City West, where do they go?
Why, where do you think they go?
They all get free
houses. I think they went to houses.
Free houses and free cars. Yeah?
I never mentioned cars, no.
No, just the free houses.
Well, where do you think? Do you think they all stay in City West and City they don't get moved out of City West?
I think they're all being given plush, new, brand new, five-bedroomed houses in Knocklyon.
No, stop being sarcastic.
Now you're bringing it down.
Okay,
you haven't answered the question, Jeremy. At what steps do you reckon there's no capacity to take in anymore?
I think we're probably at that capacity now, to be honest with you. So I actually agree with you.
I think we've been at that about 2 years now. We've had people living in tents and that. Like, that's ridiculous. I said this about 2 years ago. Come on the show, and I said I was in Brussels, I was in Amsterdam, and I could see it going up over there. And I said, we're next. And now people are surprised that we have this. Hazel Shaw's coming out and saying she's surprised seeing camps on the.
So let me ask you then.
On the canal there.
Let me ask you, Mike. What do you want to see being done? The government has said that it is speeding up the process of the application.
The government aren't capable. What I wanted, what I said to you, Adrian, you kind of agreed with me about 18 months ago, is what I'd like to do is I'd like it to be to when they come in, no documents, they stopped at the airport. There's a court out there. They're checked at the airport. If they're granted asylum, they stay. If they don't, they're back in the plane to wherever they came from.
Okay, you can't grant asylum there and then. Do you know what I mean? There's an application process. You have to prove your eligibility to be given asylum. That can't be done in 10 seconds.
Okay, but we had these laws where we stopped people traveling to UK there a couple of years ago in COVID. We had all these emergency laws that we could rush in overnight. Why can't we do the same now?
Well, I totally agree with you that we should be turning people away. If somebody arrives at our border in the airport or wherever without any documentation, they should be literally put back on the plane and sent back to where they came from. I totally agree with that.
But can we all just agree as well that people seeking international protection in this country are not to blame for all the woes in this country? Can we all agree on that? Because it's not true. It's not true that...
We can agree on that, Jeremy, but you have to get real as well and say that they are taking up housing stock. They are living in houses. They're not coming up here. Like, their construction can only build 30,000 houses a year. If we have the infrastructure in here, we have the housing, we were all set up, we have the hospitals ready. That's fantastic. Let's bring them in. Let's make the country a better place. Nobody's saying not to do that.
Hang on, but do your kids want to buy property in Mosny? Is that where they want to live? Because that's where the asylum seekers are.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last comment you said to me there.
Do your kids want to buy a chalet in Mosny? Is that where they want to live?
No, my kids, Jeremy, want to live in the area where they were born and bred.
That's
what you want to do.
That's a dreamer's wish. That's a dreamer's wish. It really is. Why? It's a dreamer's wish. And it's so Irish.
So what are you saying? My kids have to be born and bred in an area and then they have to move out of that area.
Well, yes, that's life. That is life. That you don't have to... Why
is that life?
You're living in a fairy tale that you grow up on. Anyway, why wouldn't someone want to spread their horizons like, oh, I want to live in the same place I grew up in all my life because I want to be near beside my mammy and daddy. Most of us do
people look at the option of that? So you're saying that because of this we shouldn't have the option?
No, because we live...
Our kids have to emigrate. Our kids can't afford to rent or they live at home. What are you saying to that?
So Adrian's son just bought a house and he's a young man. He bought a house through working and saving and he managed to buy a house. What age is he?
He's 30,
so it is possible.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, and it's a topic for another day, but this dream that people have that, I should be able to live within a kilometre of where my family home was, that's bollocks.
Where you were born and bred. What's the point of having kids if they have to grow up and then move to the far side of the world?
No, we're not talking about the far side of the world. We're talking about having to move to County Wicklow or County Louth because you can't afford a place in Dublin. That's always been the way. That's been the way since I bought my first house. I couldn't live next door to my mum and dad.
And what about people trying to find somewhere to rent even? There's not a fucking house to be found to rent.
Yeah, but your anger needs to be directed towards the scumbag landlords who are literally fleecing their own people.
What about the guys in the Dáil there voting for these things for the HAP and all that sort of stuff so that they can... What was your man, the politician with 12 houses?
Let me ask you, Mike, what do you want to see being done by the government or whoever?
What would I like to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see the checkpoint set up, like we have those COVID tents and all, set up at the airport. Anybody comes in with no documentation, they're put in there, they're processed and they're sent back. That should be the fourth thing.
Okay, and what about the border between up north? Do you want checkpoints on the border?
I want checkpoints on the border. The border, haven't even thought about that, but as a temporary thing,
because we're being told that 80% of people coming into this state are coming across the border. Do we want to shut the border?
Who's reporting 80%? Is that an official government source, is it?
Yeah, that's what they were saying last week, yeah. The Minister for Justice said 80% are coming from the north.
Well, that's an emergency similar to the COVID, so we'd probably have to put in some emergency powers or something up there to sort that out, yeah.
So close the border. Close the open border that we so dearly treasure.
Not close it, but patrol it. But anybody coming up there, check, put passport checks on it. Or
that's what we want.
I know the border's so open, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. 300 roads cross the border. We want a checkpoint on all of them. We want to go back to that.
Okay, well, if it was me in that situation, I would have done a deal with England 2 years ago and saying, look, anybody coming in through England is sent back to England as soon as Brexit gets there. I would have been.
I don't know if you're aware.
Sorry,
that has been done. That is a deal that has been struck by the Irish government and the British government, and now the Brits are telling us to piss off. That's what they did last week. They told us to piss off.
Yes, well, so you're telling me that there's nothing there in writing to say that there's no contract saying we can send up. So why aren't we sending them back?
Because the Brits have said piss off. Literally last week.
Why can't we do that with people when they come to the border and tell them to piss off? Same as what the Brits are doing to us. Why are we to deal with it? Why is it going to be our cost?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more of your calls that are flying in here. 085-825-2626 is our number. This is John.
We constantly hear about these international obligations we have. Ireland needs to cut everything back to the bone. Give them the bare minimum we're obliged to. No money for sleeping in a tent. No tents. No medical care. No dental. No education. Nothing. The literal bare minimum we can get away with. And that'll stop them coming. They're all here for the money and that's it.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Eddie has been in touch with us on 085-825-2626.
How are you lads? Good topic today because it's something that affects us all and it's going to affect us all into the future. What would I like done? Stricter immigration controls. I would like us to opt out of the EU migration pact, even though we're in the European Union. Poland and Hungary done that because they said these cultures don't mix with ours. I would also like us to set up a deterrent like the Rwanda effect that the UK has. Denmark, who are in the European Union, have done that. And they've seen figures of refugees going there drop because it's a deterrent. So we need something similar. Because this country at the moment is just being overrun. And when these people get moved to all these places like Crooklyn and Newtown, Mount Kennedy, and they say it's temporary accommodation, it's not temporary. They'll be there forever. Because there's nowhere else to put them. I live in Clondalkin. Every single hotel around here is full of them and has been for 3 or 4 years. Go on the Red Cow website, try book a room. You won't even get onto this bloody thing. It's just, there's nowhere else to put them. You have Irish people that can't get a house in the council waiting list 20 years. And then last month you had, for the first time ever, in North Fingal area of Dublin, on the Independent, saying there's more foreigners on the council list than Irish people. And that's just the way it's going to go. Every single one of these people who are in these detention centres are all going to fill the council housing list. And it's adding extra pressure. The country's a fucking shithole, and it needs massive stringent border controls. So a referendum on immigration will be a start.
All right, Eddie, thank you very much indeed. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you, lads?
Good, John. What did you want to say on this?
I think, yeah, the government need to be routed in the local European and the next general election. they're not working for the people. Simple Simon Harris in there, who just, you wouldn't trust them to look after a class, a primary school class, and keep them in order, never mind a country. You've Helen McEntee, probably the most useless minister we've ever had in the country, completely out of her depth. She was questioned there by Michael McNamara the other week. Even though other countries accepted people back from us, we ended up sending 3 out of a couple of 100. Like, how can you go on like that? If your bath's overflowing, you don't start putting towels down around it to mop up the overflow. You pull out the plug and turn off the taps. It's ridiculous. There's going to be massive civil unrest. The Dublin riots will look like a dinner party compared to it now in the next couple of years. So they need to do something, and something badly, and something drastic.
Well, obviously, we do have elections coming up. We have European elections, we have local elections, we have a general election within the next 6 months. If what you say is true, then the new government will be a completely different kettle of fish. But I don't actually see that happening. I think people are all mouth, and when it actually, when push comes to shove, the same people will be elected in again.
It seems that way, but it's at the moment now it's starting to creep into the upper middle classes and that, but people around Mount Street and along the canals, it's not just affecting the working class areas. So it's starting to affect everyone now, and everyone's feeling a pinch. So hopefully, if it's not this election, eventually what'll happen is people get out of the far right, or the far right this, the far right that. They keep pushing. You've seen it in France, you've seen it in Holland, you've seen it in Poland. They're probably, and in Germany as well, where there wasn't, where they know all about the dangers of the far right. Ireland have never had a proper far right party in our history. But they're all going far right now because of the crap that's happening with all this.
Okay, I agree that there are people. I agree that a lot of people are leaning towards right-leaning parties. However, are they all going to get elected? I don't believe so. I genuinely don't. I think it's so splintered. I think it's so splintered.
And as well, don't be fooled. A lot of people will be fooled by these people who are running for an office in the European Parliament, that if they get in, they'll be able to close the borders. They won't be able to close the borders. So when the man or the woman knocks on your door and says, vote for me as an MEP, because I'm telling you, if you get me in, there'll be no more asylum seekers entering the country. That's bollocks. That is a false promise.
And in fact, we saw exactly that happening in the UK, where they promised with Brexit we'll shut the borders, and in reality, the amount of people coming into the UK is bigger now than it ever was.
Brexit did not stop the asylum seeker influx at all. Yet, if you were to listen,
if you were to listen to
Nigel Farage a few years ago, he was more or less saying, you know, if we leave the EU, you won't find another dark skinned person coming into England. Bullshit. Didn't happen.
These things take time. I think in the long run, when we look back at the history books, Brexit will have worked for the UK. You look at the Rwanda plan now, they haven't defended one person, I think, who has been deported to Rwanda, but the immigrants are like rats off a sinking ship over to Ireland.
All right, stay there for a minute. I want to just bring in some more of your calls and opinions. This is Trevor.
How are you, Jeremy? Agent Trevor here. Just wanted to say one thing to Jeremy. I doubt you'll probably play this on live, but you know what, I'm going to give it a go anyway. Jeremy, you always come out with the same bullshit, excuse. How many people live on your road? How many people live in your area? Do you know a guy that committed rape, committed assault, blah, 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 blah? Difference is, Jeremy, all of these Irish people that you like to throw under the bus saying who have committed things, they can all be tracked, traced, filmed. Show me a foreigner that can get off the plane with no documentation and then just walk out into the crowd and disappear into the crowd. Now, I'm not one of these fuckers that says, get them all out. But I am one of these fuckers that says, if you arrive into the country with no documentation, get the fuck out. I'm not going to be playing the racist card. I'm sure a few of your listeners probably expect me to, but I won't, because some of my kids are actually going out with non-nationals, and they're the best people I've ever met. And you know what? All are welcome here, but you have to be able to be tracked. You have to be able to be filmed. You have to be able to prove of who you are in the story. Like I said, lads, you probably won't play this, but I'll be listening.
We just did, Trevor.
And despite what you think, I agree with what you're saying. I don't believe people should be coming in with no documentation as well. But the argument I was making, Trevor, which I do make regularly, is when people like that mother Susan that was on a half an hour ago saying, I'm worried about, I want to know if the people coming into the country have been in prison. And my answer to her, which is, it's a fairly legitimate thing to ask, do you know how many people that live in your area are in prison? Okay, is that not a fair thing?
No, it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you completely missed the point. Go back to bed.
Thomas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Thomas?
Lads, what's up?
Yeah, what did you want to say on this, Thomas?
Yes, it's the usual stuff, isn't it, that they're always on about. I mean, look, lads, the whole thing where we don't know who they are, who are the people around us, we don't know them. Who do you know when you go on holidays to Italy or France or Thailand or Bali? Who do you know? Who do you actually know around you? Do you know what I mean? It's just a stupid thing. think it's racist, yeah.
Okay, let me put it to you that looking at the reaction to the tents being moved off the canal today, the reaction is very different to when Irish homeless people were moved about 4 years ago from the same place. Now, why do you think that attitude is different? Is it not because people are just fed up now?
I actually disagree with you saying the attitude is different. I think everyone's saying everyone's kind of happy that they're leaving the place. That's what I'm seeing. So I don't know what you're referring to, but Jeremy did say something about 4 years ago where the bulldozer...
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I am talking about. That there was outrage at that time because homeless Irish people were moved off the banks of the canal. The reaction today is completely different. Good enough for them.
Yeah, well, the racists are going to be racist, aren't they? So it comes down to.
Okay, let me ask you then, Thomas, because we've spoken before. Do you not understand, and listening to the calls today, nearly every single call that we have spoken to today has a pain in their face with the amount of asylum seekers coming into this country. Enough is what I'm hearing from nearly everybody. Do you have any understanding for that position?
I don't think there's anyone with half a brain cell that would say the recent mess and issues happening is not something to advocate for. Like, no one's saying that the recent events happening, the tents, the iPass stuff, like, no one agrees with that. It's just the solutions is what we disagree on. And their solutions about closing the borders is an idiotic solution. It's a stupid solution.
Okay, so you believe that the attitude that we're seeing and hearing from people is an attitude that's ultimately fueled by racism, is it?
A lot of it is, yeah. Like, I mean, that woman who called in earlier saying she's afraid for her daughter to just walk on the street, like, why? To ask her why. No one ever asked these people why. Like, is it because they look different? Like, I don't know. Like, the town where I live and the town where my friend lives, he's got about, they set up a new thing over there with asylum seekers, and nothing's happened to any of them. No, nothing happened. I mean, I think these people go on Twitter, see these viral videos of shit happening, and they just get brainwashed or radicalised, and half the time, people in those videos aren't even asylum seekers.
Stay there for a second, Thomas. You have no comprehension for how people are basically at the thin end of the wedge now. They've just had enough. They just can't cope with the amount of people coming into this country.
No, I can understand people's concerns, but I don't think they're going about it the right way and complaining in the right way.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Nicola. You're on Opinions Matter. Nicola, how are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Nicola. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, close the border. Ireland, literally the health system is a joke. And the government just seems to be letting more in. How are we going to get the health system back on track when they're letting more people in and doctors and nurses can't handle the pressure as is? That chat, Thomas, that's just been on about the lady that was on earlier about her daughter walking home alone, I wholeheartedly agree with her because my daughter is 20 and I don't want her walking home from work or home.
Okay, the question Thomas is asking is why?
You don't know who these people are. Where you're from, you know everybody around the area. My daughter was in school, right? Listen, just for a second, Thomas.
Hold on. Do you know when you walk through Dundrum Shopping Centre, you don't know who anyone is. You don't know anyone, anytime.
Does my daughter be out in Dundrum? No. I'm talking about around the area where we live. I won't go to town now because I don't feel safe.
Sorry, where do you live? I just ask.
Ballymun. I'm from Ballymun.
I wouldn't be feeling safe walking through Ballymun.
Where are you from?
Where do you mean Ballymun? Ballymun.
Oh, would you give up, you bleeding tool?
You're
an absolute welly.
You have no.
You wouldn't feel safe walking through Ballymun.
I don't think anyone.
Where do you live?
I don't think most people. Look, we're going past the point. The point is the reason.
Listen,
right.
So you wouldn't feel safe walking in Ballymun, but yet there's a hotel down the road full of refugees claiming like they're from Ukraine. When we were told it was people from Ukraine coming over, women and children, all well and good, yet no one had a problem.
Right,
there's not one family in the hotel.
Right, so what does that have to do with
it's all men of fighting age.
What does that have to do with fighting age? Is everyone in college and university fighting age? What's it the fighting age thing?
Thomas, get off the phone, you will.
All right, fine. You've got none to say back to me, so that's what you got. Fine.
No, because you're a tool.
Okay, fine.
That's your argument, is it, Nicola? He's a tool.
Yeah, he wouldn't feel safe walking around Ballymun. Everyone around Ballymun knows each other.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Yes, you might know each other, but someone from another area might know you when they walk through Ballymun.
Yeah, that's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing about the people that are put in the middle of like housing estates.
Nicola, we don't live in a world where you walk past someone and you know who the fuck they are. Just get over it.
Thomas, I want to read a message that just came in, and it says, now there you go, a woman speaking sense, that's referring to you, Nicola, and expressing her fears, and this guy is belittling her and her concerns for her kids.
Just one reply to that guy who texted in. Are her fears rational or irrational? I think
they're rational.
You have something to back up that.
Well, before all these men came into the area, right? Everybody around, like, you can't say where you live. Just say you're from the middle of Dundrum, yeah? Everyone in your estate knows each other, yeah?
Yeah.
We all know each other around the area, so you'll know, like, that's Paul from,
does that mean no one can move into your area now? Does that mean no one
can move
into
your area? No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. My point is about the whole hotel full of men they're after bringing in. Do you listen? Is there a between those years?
I'll say something to you, right? So Glasgow is a city with loads of crime, knife crime, whatever. If someone from Glasgow moved into your area, would you just start investigating and knowing who they are and stuff? I guarantee you wouldn't.
Chances are someone from Glasgow is not going to move into the area because it's all people that grew up in the area that's still in the area. There is nothing wrong with Ballymun. Come here, I'm after answering you. Chances are no one's going to move in from, like, outside
that's
the area.
Here, Adrian, can you get me?
Answering your question.
Right, okay, fine.
How are you? Where are you from?
It's a waste of time talking to these people. They've no...
Goodbye. Because you're a wet welly.
Okay. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you, Thomas. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. Jason is angry with Jeremy again.
Jeremy, you live fucking half a mile away from your mother and father in Ballybrack, you fucking head case. Why didn't somebody move and spread their wings? But you only have one wing, did you?
Okay, that message you just sent is completely factually incorrect. First of all, my father passed away several years ago.
Yep.
Sorry, what's funny about that?
No. You're not from Ballybrack.
I'm not from Ballybrack. I live nowhere near Ballybrack. How far do you say I live? Half a mile away from my mother?
You live fucking half a mile away from your mother.
My wife would not have allowed that. In fact, when we were buying our place...
She wanted to get as far away.
No, not me. She drew a border. She said, we're not moving within that circle. So but Jason, you're a bloody... You change like my farts, the wind of my farts you do. Because some days he'd just be on saying, people should forget about trying to live in Dublin. Does he not always bang that drum?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
People trying to live within an hour of their mother. Ridiculous. Move down the country like I did. Jay, you need to decide which side of the fence you're sitting on because you have blisters on both cheeks of your hole. Thank you.
Finally, this is Neil.
Lads, why wouldn't the Irish people fear, okay? Because if these people coming in, men need women. Men need women. How do they get women over here? I don't know. They may not have the money for prostitution to get a woman. They need women. That's nature. Women fear for what's going to happen. If it's going to happen, I don't know. Plus, we have two men in Sligo, gets their heads chopped off. We have up there off Parnell Street, children getting stabbed and a teacher getting stabbed. You have Aisling Murphy getting killed. You have this child there last week wanting to be robbed. I'm not too sure last week was a foreign or not. The rumour is it was. It's only a rumour, I don't know. But this is all from foreign people, okay? And you can say, Jeremy, if you want, well, you know, the Irish did stuff like that. Not chopping fucking heads off, not stabbing children, and Aisling Murphy being fucking knifed 11 times or whatever, 8 times in the neck in a field going for a bleeding jog. That never happened either with lads. I doubt it very much. That's why the people fear these fucking psychopaths that are coming in that we don't even know. Cheers, lads.
All right, angry Neil, angry Neil as always.
I love the way angry Neil, no matter how angry he is, he always pulls it back for the last minute. Like, you'd be really angry about something and then you say, but cheers, lads. Be well.
Thank you very much, all of you, for getting involved in today's Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And Opinions Matter, we publish most weekday afternoons around about 4 o'clock. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.